For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. America's 45th president leads the nation in grieving for the 41st. Surrounded by family, George H.W. Bush died on Friday night at his home in Houston. When he ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 1980, he was said to have one of the most impressive resumes in politics. Congressman from Texas, UN ambassador, envoy to China, the head of the Republican Party, and the director of the CIA. Though he lost to Ronald Reagan, he was asked to join the ticket.
George Bush was the candidate for vice president.
He served as a loyal vice president for 8 years before becoming the 41st president in 1989.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
George H.W. Bush was 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A North Korean soldier has escaped and made his way across a still heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
It was just over a year ago that a North Korean soldier survived multiple gunshot wounds by his own comrades as he escaped across land into the south. What's interesting, and could now set back inter-Korean cooperation, is that this latest case is the first known defection since the Koreas each destroyed 10 frontline guard posts and demined part of their border area on Friday.
The Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel last February. The team issued a statement shortly after the NFL had placed Hunt on its commissioner exemption list. It said Hunt had lied when asked about the incident by team officials. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker addresses the media after the big earthquake on Friday. John Clemens reports.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker began his news conference by first expressing his thanks.
We have a lot to be thankful for. We have not had the loss of life that other locales will have had in our world with the size of an earthquake. You know, building codes mean something. Instructions mean something.
The epicenter of the earthquake with a magnitude of 7.0 was located 10 miles north of Anchorage. Then there was another aftershock measured at 5.6, 3 miles north of Anchorage. I'm John Clemens.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to have to explain why their data was compromised. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that its potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration date. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.